Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yeah, hi. I was calling because I got this reservation code in the mail, and I was actually curious to know how it will work, what kind of terms and so forth.
Yeah, so as you see there on the mail, there's a few different programs, all somewhat different. Do you have that reservation code for me?
Yeah. Is 23 11 0401 0039 5534 5534. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. All right, just give me a second here, and I'll pull up your information here. You're calling from Superior Viaduct LLC.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your name, sir?
Filippo Salvadori.
Filippo Salvadori?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In case we get disconnected, Filippo, what's the best number to reach you at?
510-282-8200.
Thank you. All right, just give me 1 second here. Computer's moving a little slow at the end of the day. Looks like we have do we have the right mailing address for you at 6436 Telegraph Ave?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And it looks like based on your history, your relationship with Mechanics Bank, we had sent you an offer for our capital and our equipment financing programs. What kind of programs were you calling for today?
Well, I'm not really sure. I was just curious to know, you know, because actually we may open a second store and we actually may, you know, need some help in a way. And we were planning to finance it ourselves, but, you know, if there's a different route, I'll be interested in knowing how that works.
Yeah, there's always, you know, cash is king, right? So you want to make sure you protect the cash you have, maybe finance the expansion of your business. By the way, congratulations. If you're thinking about a second location, you must be doing very well. It's very exciting. How long have you been in business?
Yeah. I think it's going to be 4 years in a couple months.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Congratulations. Okay. And, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, yeah, you started your business right on the heels of the biggest financial collapse, and God, since anybody can remember, so definitely, I would be very excited if I were you. Okay, and let's see here. So, tell me about your first location, because we can use your first location that you've had for almost 4 years as the basis of the loan. We're not going to be able to use the business that isn't open yet for a business loan, if that makes sense, okay?
Well, we have two. I mean, because basically we are a record label, but at the same time we have a retail store, and we are in the process of basically acquiring an existing store. Basically, we're acquiring the assets and kind of making it our own second store. So.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's the plan.
What kind of music do you produce?
We just do ratios, so 60s, 70s, 80s, vinyl only, or most vinyl. And the store is also just vinyl, and it's going to be also the second one, vinyl only.
Oh, nice. All right, perfect. So what do you, for example, last year, what did you do for your gross revenues?
About 700.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And this year's been pretty decent for you, too? You think you'd be tracking to do about the same?
Say again?
Has this year been pretty decent for you? You think you'll hit 700 again?
No, we're going to definitely do more because we're already at 400. So, I mean, with the first 5 months.
Oh, so, nice. So you might hit a million.
Actually, Yeah, that's actually our goal for the year. So, but you know, we didn't have the plan to open the second location until this thing kind of fell into our lap. So, hopefully, you know, the idea would be to start July 1st with the new one. So, definitely, we're gonna do more than a meal this year.
Oh wow! But, okay.
You know, at the same time, we can always have some help.
Yeah. So,
as you can imagine, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So most of the time, what we do is like when we have a new project or something new coming in, we basically just loan the money to the company.
Yeah.
And we get it back when it's coming back a few months after, which is fine. You know, it's also nice to know that we can always do that. But at the same time, it would be interesting to know if we can get another help this time.
Of course, it's always good to explore your options and just know where you stand, right? And if the help is
that's
is
why
great.
I was wondering about the terms.
Sure. So for basically what we could provide you, it really sounds like a perfect candidate for our working capital program. So what we can do is free up and lend you about between 10 and 15% of what you're currently doing. We can't include what you predict to do with the second store opening next month.
Yeah,
but projecting off the first store that you have, sounds like you're having strong revenues there. Maybe even if we're a little conservative on that store, if you've done, 400 in the first 5 months, let's say you're going to be between, 90, 125,000 as your approval. I'm not sure if that's enough. I know you said you usually use finance yourself.
Yeah.
If 100,000, give or take, maybe 125 would be a good help. Then I think it's worth exploring. And, when it comes to unsecured working capital, it's typically, a little bit riskier because we're not going to tie it to your property. We're not going to tie it to your assets. So the term gets limited. The maximum term is going to be,
I understand. Yeah,
the maximum term is going to be 3 years. So it's not going to be like a commercial mortgage or anything like that where it's long-term debt. So if that's something worth exploring, it sounds like you have good revenues, nice cash flow. Maybe you don't want to tie up a loan on the, for the new business over a long term, but it, 3 years would be the maximum. That's what you'd be looking at.
Yeah, that might work.
Okay.
And also on the,
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to look at the numbers and see where it comes back. But do you have any business partners?
Yes, we are two, and it's 50-50.
Excellent. Okay. Now, when you're a business, especially businesses, obviously going to be growing and become much bigger very soon. But when you're under $1 million a year in revenues, your business, you are your business, right? So.
Yeah,
your personal credit's not a big factor, but we are going to look at it. Would you say you're in a business, partner, your credit's decent?
Yes, more than decent, I would say.
Excellent. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. And now you're looking to break ground and buy the store next month. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, actually, we are about to do it this month.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if we got you the capital, the end of this week, next week, is that good? Is that help?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, again, we will do it anyhow, but, if I know that I can get some help, it'd be nice. But based on that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are, that we're helping when you need it, and not, waiting because I take the wrong notes or something like that. But okay, so for your first location, how much rent do you pay every month?
It's 3,400.
Okay. How much is your rent going to be at your new location?
3.
Okay. All right. And have you explored other options for borrowing money for your new location already?
No. No. Okay. Again, it wasn't the plan. Then I got this in the mail. I said, let's see what kind of terms they have.
Yeah. Fair enough. You know, it's definitely going to be, you know, as far as the payback, you know, it's mm-hmm. hard to say what it's going to be without seeing you on paper, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, business has been around 4 years, you know, you're no longer a startup. So there's a good chance. I'm not sure if we'll get you the 3 years, but we're going to approve the maximum term and the most money and kind of work backwards. So if we get you an approval for, you know, 3 years at $125,000, but maybe a shorter term makes sense, or maybe just $100,000 makes sense, we can work backwards and we'll customize the loan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you currently have any loans on this business now?
We have, a small line with mechanics.
Okay. How much do you owe on that line?
50.
Okay. What's the limit on that line?
That's the one.
Okay, so you owe 50 and the line is the limit is 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No problem. Okay. Well, what's your business partner's name?
Steve Waskovich.
Waskovich. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and email you. What's the best email for you?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com with nothing between. So, Filippo Salvadori at gmail.com.
I'm going to email you. We have a really simple approval process, and we don't charge for it. We're not going to ask for any credit card numbers or hold you to any obligation. We've been around for 14 years, and just like your business, it's really we attribute it to our repeat business. So I think we just like to, you know, get you an approval, put our best foot forward, and take it from there. So I'm going to email you our one-page application. From there, all we need from there is, since you're an LLC, do you file as an LLC as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes LLCs file as S-Corps or C-Corps, but they are LLCs.
No,
so I always like
to
make that distinction. Okay, so since you're an LLC, it's just perfect. We just need the first page of your business tax return that will have you and your business partner's name on it and your business name on it, right? It'll show last year's revenues. Did you file for 2015?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then we're going to look at your bank statements to make sure the cash flow is there so you can float the note. How I mentioned, we lend off of revenues and you're having a really strong year. So we'll look at that to also project the trend from last year and the tax return for 2015 and compare that against the revenues that you've brought in this year to show the upward trend and to lend you to come up with the largest approval possible. And that's it. And we'll take it from there.
Okay. Sounds
also
good. So I'll wait for this. And so besides the one page application, you only need that first page of the tax return, you said?
Right, and some bank statements I'll put in there. We need 6 months of bank statements to show that trend of your revenues and how it's increased from last year. Because what we want to do is give you your business a high projection of what you're going to do for the year, how you're projecting to hit a million. We're going to want to show that upward trend so we can come up with the highest approval possible. And it'll take us about 24 hours to get that approval. But if you get it to me in the morning, by morning, we might have an answer for you by the end of business tomorrow. And we're in California, just like you. We're just in Southern California.
Yeah.
So we might have it by, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, one thing, though, a big part of what we do. It's I mean, you won't see it on the bank statements, meaning because there are sales that we had in this first 5 months, but some they're still in the receivable because, I mean, our distributor pay us some 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you won't see it there.
Not everything, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we'll still be able to, I'll put that in the notes, and maybe, you know, if push comes to shove and we need a bigger approval, we can look at the aging reports for your account receivable. If we need that, I don't think we'll, if we need to, you know, look at that, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I think for just an approval to get an idea of where you stand, I don't think we need that yet.
Yeah, but can you give me, though, an idea of a payback plan?
Sure. So the payback, we offer daily, weekly, and monthly payment options. So let's say it's 125.
No, we will do monthly. Yeah.
Right. That's always, you know, most people. Some businesses prefer the daily because it doesn't disrupt their cash flow because everything's even. Right? They don't have to come up with a big
payment. Yeah, no, I understand. But, you know, I try to do monthly with everybody, even, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Payroll, so.
Sure. So, so we'd explore the, get you qualified for the monthly payment program. And, you know, try to get it on the 3 years. You know, possibly we might only get 2 years. 3 years is pretty hard, but you said you and your partner have good credit. So, like I said, we're going to approve you or try to approve you for the longest mm-hmm. term and the most amount of money for monthly payments. So it's hard to say what the approval is going to come back at. It's going to affect everything as far as the, just like with your car note or your mortgage, the longer you borrow for, the more interest you're going to pay.
No, I don't have a mortgage, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but the concept, right?
Yeah, so, I understand. Yeah.
You know, let me see here. You know, if we get you on the 3 year plan, you know, could be looking at somewhere, you know, if I ballpark it, maybe $4,000 to $4,200 a month.
Okay.
That's just a guess. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't know your business credit. I don't know what your personal credit looks like. And we don't have anything. But I would say if you've had that budgeted in mind for $125,000, then over a 3 year period, you know, that's a really good deal.
Okay. And what is the interest on that that you calculated in?
Well, I didn't calculate an interest into that. I'm just ballparking. Oh. If you borrow $125,000 over 3 years, you know, it's probably going to be around, you know, $25,000 in interest, I would guess. A lot of these loans don't have APRs attached to them. We're not putting in an interest rate, you know, like 8% or 10%, because it's not how they work. When these loans, you know, unsecured working capital loans, they were born in the height of the financial crisis when the publicly traded banks stopped lending money. And so most of these loans weren't even a year, so we couldn't annualize them. Now they've evolved, and as lending has eased up a little bit and our investors are trusting our clientele more, we're getting these longer terms. But as far as the interest is calculated, it's not calculated with an APR. It's calculated with what we call a rate factor. So whether it's 10 cents on the dollar, 15 cents on the dollar, or 20 cents on the dollar, you know, that's how it's calculated. So if you did 125,000.
So how much you said it would come per month?
Well, I ballparked. I
forgot to write it down.
No problem. Yeah, I ballparked between 4,000 and 4,200 a month.
Okay.
And so what you're looking at it's like a 1.2 rate factor, which is, you know, one of the, for a 3 year program, that's an excellent rate factor. So,
okay, well, I'll wait for your email and try to get things back to you if I can tomorrow morning.
Oh, that would sound great. And then hopefully we can have an approval for you by the afternoon. All right, Felipe, it was great talking to you. I'll let you get back to work, and I'll send this email in the next few minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye.